Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Paget. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Ogrodowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Harrell. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Harrell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Medwick. Demery reaches second base with a double. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Medwick moves to third. Martin moves to second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Medwick scores. Martin scores. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Bruce Ogrodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogrodowski takes first base on ball 4. Durocher moves to second. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durocher. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Durocher steals third. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0 for 1 in the game. Padgett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Medwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Padgett moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marty. Mize reaches second base with a double. Padgett scores. Medwick moves to third. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Roy Parmley now pitching. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Medwick scores. Mize scores. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Durocher hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin scores. One out. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Bruce Ogrodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogrodowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogrodowski hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Gallen moves to third. Collins moves to second. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paget hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Medwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paget, who is chasing the ball. Gerges reaches third base with a triple. Hartnett goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Cardinals. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0 for 1 in the game. Marti takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Roy Parmley. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin, who is chasing the ball. Cavaretta reaches third base with a triple. Gerges scores. Marti goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Mike Riba now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ogrodowski for a passed ball. Gallen moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paget. Demery reaches second base with a double. Gallen scores. Collins moves to third. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Demery moves to third. It's Cardinals, 7, Cubs, 7. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Clay Bryant now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Ogrodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogrodowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogrodowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marte hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. 1 out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Ogrodowski and he is out, Durocher applying the tag. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Paget hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marty, who is chasing the ball. Medwick reaches third base with a triple. Paget goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Martin is walked intentionally. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Martin steals second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Durocher is walked intentionally. Bruce Ogrodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogrodowski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogrodowski hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Medwick scores. Martin scores. Durocher moves to third. It's 10-7, Cardinals. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Riba strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gurgis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marty strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Clay Bryant. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Gurgis moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Davis now pitching. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Paget hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Medwick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Medwick moves to second. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Medwick moves to third. Mize moves to second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Durocher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Medwick scores. Mize scores. There goes Martin trying to get to third. Gallen throws the ball into Hack, who tags Martin for the out. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-7, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Demery reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Lon Warnicki now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Demery scores. Herman moves to second. It's 12-9, Cardinals. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Steinbach moves to third. It's 12-10, Cardinals. Jesse Haynes now pitching. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Joe Marte. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Botterini pinch hits for Kurt Davis. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Gerges moves to second. It's 12-11, Cardinals. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 11. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken O'Day now catching. Tuck Steinbach now playing center field. Charlie Root now pitching. Bruce Ogrodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogrodowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ogrodowski hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-5 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 11. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 5 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Padgett, who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. One out. It's Cardinals, 12, Cubs, 12. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, 3 doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Ogrodowski and he is out, DeRocher applying the tag. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Padgett strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Medwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerges strikes out. 1 out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Root reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Padgett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. DeRocher hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Ogrodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogrodowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ogrodowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-6 in the game, with a triple. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 5-for-5 in the game, with two singles, three doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stu Martin pinch hits for Jesse Haynes. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-6 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Weiland now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Paget hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 4-for-6 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Medwick hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Durocher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ogrodowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-7 in the game, with a triple. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bruce Ogrodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogrodowski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ogrodowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-7 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Steinbeck. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 12. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 5-for-6 in the game, with two singles, three doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland can't make a play. That's a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Herman bunts for an out with unknown description. Demery moves to second. One out. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbeck takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. Steinbeck moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and St. Louis Cardinals, 12. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.